This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. The 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't know if you guys would drink this, but, well, my favorite drink, my favorite beverage ever, right? No, it's not a Long Island iced tea. No, it's not alcoholic. My favorite beverage is Coca-Cola. I just love the taste of Coca-Cola and the ice cold Coca-Cola. It's got to be fountain Coca-Cola or bottle. I don't like canned Coca-Cola as much, by bottle, glass bottle. I just think, oh, and Coca-Cola that is sold in Mexico is really yummy and really sweet. I just think Coca-Cola tastes incredible. I love it. I try not to drink a lot of it because it makes you gain weight and, you know. And so it's one of my favorite drinks. And I really don't like it when people start to mess with it. Make it Diet Coke, make it Vanilla Coke. What they also have, they have now, I don't know, when you go to these machines, they even can do strawberry Coke. No. Coke is fine. Coke is it. Right? Well, I guess we may pretty soon have cannabis Coke. Apparently, reports are surfacing that Coca-Cola is eyeing a deal with Aurora Cannabis. It's a Canadian cannabis company. And they may have cannabis-infused Coca-Cola. Now, a spokesman, Kent Landers, and this is being reported by Bloomberg News, wrote, "We are closely watching the growth of non-psychoactive CBD as an ingredient in functional wellness beverages around the world." Functional wellness. The space is evolving quickly. No decisions have been made at this time. Well, already the shares and stocks are flying. I mean, right? There's a high definitely in the stock market with this. And cannabis-infused foods are going to be probably the biggest, booming, most aggressive, exponentially skyrocketing industry coming up in the next few years. People want it. The product, there is such a demand. You have a lot of people that don't want to smoke the cannabis. They don't want the stink. They want to maybe be a little bit more discreet. And cannabis-infused foods are the thing. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Apparently, two women were caught selling edible marijuana-infused food at a church event. This has been reported out of Savannah, Georgia. Undercover agents from the Savannah Chatham Counter Narcotics team on Friday bought marijuana THC edibles during an event for local entrepreneurs at the church, according to the agency's post on Facebook. Ebony Cooper, 28 years old of Savannah, was openly selling the edibles as well as other items, according to agents who bought them. Just openly selling marijuana edibles. So then they followed Cooper and 26-year-old Leah Presley to a location away from the church, and they said the search of Presley's vehicle turned up large amounts of edibles, more than $1,000 in cash and a loaded gun. And I don't believe you are allowed to sell, even if marijuana is legal in your state. You can't sell products. Let's say Bob over here is growing a cannabis plant. You cannot purchase leaves from his plant, even if the plant is legal. Does that make sense? Well, there's a market. People like, I don't know why they like marijuana. This is the problem. Being a doctor, you get drug tested and you're not supposed to be under the influence. So we never, me and my medical school friends, we didn't do drugs. I know it's a big, BS meter alarm where people say, oh, yeah, right, everybody in, you know, secondary school and graduate school. Actually, no. There was no way I was going to go through all the years of schooling just to fail a drug test and have it all go away. It's not worth it. And again, marijuana stinks. Now, I am intrigued because, you know, patients told me they love it. You know, they're not hungry. They sleep better. And you're like, oh, yeah, that does sound good. But, you know, for me, not worth it. But there is a high demand. Now this cannabis Coca-Cola. I mean, now, I'm not saying Coca-Cola has cannabis. It's not, and it's probably not even going to be called Cannabis Coke. I don't even think it would be called Cannabis Coke. I wrote an article on this. It would probably be, it would have to be in a can that is obviously recognizable, where it is something that a child shouldn't drink. So it can't be green because Sprite is green. Remember, they can't let kids get to this. Even though kids get to alcohol very easily, it's going to have the same sort of restrictions and protections in place. So I'm not sure how the bottle would look. I you know, but boy, would that make it very, very easy for people to get their marijuana. But then, can you actually have a rum and Coke? Can you have a Jack and Coke, a Jack and cannabis Coke? Is that dangerous? Yeah, it's dangerous. We don't want you smoking weed and drinking alcohol. How is that safe? Oh, well, it's for the functional health of people. Functional health, where do they get that? Functional wellness beverages. So now they're saying that the cannabis is supposed to be for wellness. Well, we're going to review some of the medical benefits of marijuana. And the cannabidiol, or the CBD, which is what it sounds like Coca-Cola is eyeing, yes, may have some... I mean, it may have some health benefits, but it's like adding vitamin B to soda pop. Is that really how we're getting our vitamins? No. So we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. We're also going to be interviewing David Gosin. He is an independent candidate running for the U.S. House. We're going to talk to him. We're also going to be telling you about the latest in overdose deaths, apparently fentanyl. Is one of the most common substances identified, especially in New York. Syphilis cases are on the rise. This has been something that we've been talking about now for the last couple of years. It's not going away. And we have a little boy, a little California boy, who was bitten by a rattlesnake at his daycare. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the midterms elections, boy, they're going to be pretty dramatic, pretty contentious, and it is always exciting to hear from candidates running for Congress. And joining us right now is David Gossin, who is running for, in Nevada, U.S. Congressional District 3 seat. David, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
It's good. My name is pronounced Gossin, G-O-S-O-N is how it's pronounced, Gossin.
Gossin, okay, even though there's two O's. Okay, excellent, good. Okay, yeah, so you are a nonpartisan, right?
Right, an independent candidate is what I go by, independent.
That's wonderful. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, so, obviously you're passionate about you know, the state, the country, in terms of national, the national agenda and what, you know, most Americans, shall we say, would like to see, you know, done and fixed. Where do you stand on immigration? We'll start with immigration.
Oh, I'm a border wall guy. I'm vetting people. Like when you invite people to your house, the same vetting process you'd have there. You wouldn't let people just come into your house, want to know who they are, what they're about, what they're going to do, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
State
mm-hmm.
laws, for, you know, breaking and entering, so on and so forth.
Okay. And health care. Where do you stand on health care?
That's the state's decision. The state's going to be much more at it. It drives me crazy a little bit when people talk about health care because it's you go to your doctor where you live. The federal government, you don't go to the federal government for health care. You go to the state and your personal doctor. That's why it's a state issue. The state could handle it much better.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Dave, what's your background?
Oh, as far as, well, I work in the casino industry. I started in New Jersey working in the casino industry. And then, let's see, I went from Arkansas to New Jersey. Then I went to Las Vegas.
Okay. All right. Expand on that. What did you do in the casino industry?
Oh, I did blackjack and craps, and now I deal poker.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. You know, one thing I'm noticing a lot, you know, whenever I play at the tables is I'm noticing a lot of the people that can't add. I don't know if you noticed that. Have you noticed over the last few years that, you know, when you're doing blackjack or, you know, people, they're taking longer to add up the cards?
Yeah. Well, that could be a lot of combinations, you know, a lot of factors that create that scenario, the drinking, whatever it is. But I know what you're talking about. People show up, hey, what is 3 and 2? You know, and you got to help them through. It does seem they're not studying their portfolio as far as understanding what's, you know, it's money. You should probably know how to count before you put your money up
mm-hmm.
there, if it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to run? This isn't the first time you've run for politics, correct?
No. In 2012, I went up to Rhode Island. My friend, we were together in Florida there, and he said, hey, you know what? If you want to make a difference, you should go to a small state so you can canvass it. So I went to Rhode Island and as a write-in to be president of the United States. Not really to win. I knew I wasn't going to win Rhode Island. It was to prove a point that if you went to a small state and you were to canvass it, you could probably get some votes. Well, I was only there 2 weeks and I got in all the papers because of my platform is what got me in the papers. And
so what's your goal? With this Nevada...
Yeah.
With this Nevada congressional race, what is your goal?
My goal is to get to the federal government so I can put a spotlight on how the two-party system has created every problem we have in government.
And do you think you're going to win?
This time I have a real shot because in 2014 I had 1,600 votes, and then in 2016 I went right to 9,500. So, it's impressive when you start going, you know, ninefold, sixfold, stuff like that. So,
Dave, on one end, I think some people would find it admirable. I'm a registered independent. Some people would find it admirable, you know, that you're trying to make change, you're trying to be heard, and you have some forward movement. Others will be very critical that you're pulling away votes from one side or the other. And how do you respond to that when somebody says, look, there's not a good chance you're going to win. Why are you pulling votes away from Danny Tarkanian and Susan Lee? How do you respond to that?
Well, the way I respond to that is when you look at the voter roll, that's the only wasted vote is the one that isn't cast.
Right.
The two-party system has a stranglehold on it, and they've taught you to think that way. If you don't vote our way, it's a wasted vote. That's been thrown out there, and that's time and time again, that you want to be part of a winning team. Well, the Democrats aren't a winning team, if you ask me. And either are the Republicans, because when they are in charge, they don't put a winning formula together. You can say, oh, look, the economy's better. Well, why isn't the economy better all the time? That's the question. Why do we have to have the ebb and flow and the peak and valleys why did the Democrats have to get in there with the policies they have?
So, Dave, let me ask you something. Let's say you gain the momentum that you wish you do, and let's say you get some followers. And, like a couple of the issues, you are for a border wall. You are for more states' rights when it comes to health care and more patient choice. And, you know, that sounds a lot like Danny Turkanian's platform. What happens if you pull votes away, and these are votes that could have gone to Danny, and it ends up Susie Lee or whoever on the Democratic side wins? How are you helping the cause?
The reason I'm helping the cause is because the Republicans, Danny Turkanian, as you say, he isn't going to solve the problems because he's just going to follow the party. He's not interested in solutions. He's interested in getting elected and doing the Republicans thing. Same thing as the Democrat. The votes that I'm going to get are going to be the independent votes. You may be registered a Democrat or a Republican, but you're going to say, Dave is right. The correct solution to get the Democrats and Republicans to work together is to take the power away from them. Let's see how they like that. Take one congressional seat away from them and watch how they unify and say, hey, you know what? You and I may not like each other, but we better do something soon because we're going to have independents, libertarians, and all these other third parties all in Congress because of one guy. That's what I believe will happen. They're going to get scared and they're going to say, what's wrong with our message? Why are the people not voting for us anymore? The people need to know it's a bad sell of goods when you vote for these Democrats and Republicans. You do not get what they say.
We're speaking to David Gosin, running for U.S. Congressional District as an independent in Nevada. So what's your strategy to win?
Well, I've got my signs out. My big thing is when I go to people and I tell them I'm no campaign donations. They really respond to that. And then I go through it. I'm an independent. I represent you by not taking money. You know I'm going to be sincere and genuine and serious about my cause. That's what draws people to me. I'm veterans first. My platform has been the same. I haven't changed. There's no political consequence for me to tell you the truth. That's why when I talk to people, they know I'm genuine and sincere about it. You know, the media wants nothing to do with me because I can tell the truth. I'm a majority.
No. The media may not want anything to do with you because you're not buying ads. You know, it's a game, Dave. It's a game.
Right.
I mean, these politicians have to pay for ads. You pay for advertising. That gives you screen time. And so it's admirable that you're not asking people to donate money. I think that's really commendable on somebody who, you know, may not, you know, be able to be the most successful in every election. I find that admirable to not ask for campaign funds. But on the flip side, your strategy may not be the most successful. I think the honest way to go is one of the most commendable ways. I just don't know how successful it is, unfortunately.
Well, what happens is since I've been in there 2014 and 2016, the people know who I am. So that I knew that it would take me time because I'd have to saturate the market with what my message is. So I knew I'd have to go through a couple cycles. But in order to be in the debate, you have to have $50,000. The qualifier to be in the debate is $50,000. That's what the parent company of the media, you know, Channel 8, 3, Fox, whatever it is, they all have qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
Campaign manager, office, phone, but the most important thing is the $50,000.
Yep.
So you can only be in that debate if you are a Republican or Democrat, because where are you going to get $50,000 unless it's your own money?
But Dave, we're running out of time. What's your website so people can find you?
It's www.ghostincongress, and my Twitter handle is ghostincongress also.
All right, thanks for coming on, Dave. Best of luck to you. All right, guys, when we come back, medical benefits of marijuana. Are there any? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, not yet confirming that she will testify publicly next week. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley saying Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's accusations deserve to be heard, but she hasn't responded to requests to testify. Ford has claimed Kavanaugh held her down and groped her at a party when both were teenagers in the 1980s. The federal judge has categorically denied the allegations. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama says it's further a sign that the process needs to slow down.
There is no reason that this can't be, we put the brakes on a little bit more to do it right, not just to get it done.
President Trump has hit China with yet more tariffs. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tell you, you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We were talking about necrotizing fasciitis and flesh-eating bacteria, and one of our callers or our listeners who listens on a delayed show called in about his experience. So let's go to the phone lines and listen now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello. I'm calling in regards to the flesh-eating bacteria. I just got out of the hospital yesterday for a reoccurring rash, which itches and then becomes cellulitis up at North Carolina 8 years ago. I was cutting the grass, and that's when it occurred. And I scratched it, and it broke skin, and then it got really infected. I couldn't walk, swelled up. It's happened twice here in Las Vegas. It's been here 8 years. It happened 2 years ago. It happened, a year and a half. It happened this week. I was in the hospital. They called it edema of the stasis or your veins. I have good circulation. They checked that with ultrasound.
Venous stasis?
Anyway, it feels like something's eating my skin. It's spreading. It's raw. It's like a burn. I'm 3 different antibiotics. I've been through cephalexin. I can't even pronounce the names. They're drips ones, and now I have 2s for 10 days. But it's not healing. I'm at home. It hurts like crazy. They give me painkillers. And I should be telling my blood pressure is up because I am very painful. It's killing me. They said that it was because my lymphocytes veins, it was discolored. It looks like a zombie sort. The other leg, partially, but no, it's only one side. It never has spread any further. They took skin cultures. They could never tell me what the bacteria was in all 3 occurrences. Thank you. My name is Martin.
Martin, man, I am so sorry you're going through that. That sounds horrible. So what you guys just heard is, unfortunately, one of our listeners who has what he's been diagnosed with as flesh-eating bacteria, possibly necrotizing fasciitis, which is the clinical term where you have a destruction of skin as a result of this infection. He's on 3 different antibiotics. The cephalexin he mentioned is a cephalosporin. It's a good antibiotic, but it looks like it's just one of the punches they're trying to lay onto this nasty bug. The venous stasis he was talking about is a sign of poor vascularization. Venous stasis is where you have the stasis means not moving, venous of the veins. So it means we have poor return circulation from the extremities. I don't know if the infection caused it or if he had some underlying venous stasis before the infection, but it doesn't sound good. And so, I mean, my suggestion to you, and I wish I could talk to you live because I broadcast live in the mornings, is to get an infectious disease expert on the case if they already haven't had one. And I know they haven't told you what bacteria has grown out, but the cultures had to have found something. And so maybe there are, maybe somebody needs to comb through the records and find out. The other thing, too, is if you're constantly on antibiotics, sometimes we could get a false negative on some of these cultures. And so the culture may read out no growth, no bacterial growth, but there could be bacteria. And then the other thing that could be happening also is these rashes that itch and that inflame and cause burning. In addition to, obviously high on our list would be a necrotizing fasciitis or an infection that starts to destroy the muscle and the skin and the fat tissue. Obviously that's high on our list. But there could also be an inflammatory process in there. There could also be a neurological process. And so, I would strongly urge that a specialist gets involved, especially in the infectious disease realm and the dermatology realm, to try to figure out what's going on. But it is not easy. And for those people who had necrotizing fasciitis, they sound exactly like Martin does. I mean, you feel like something's eating you. It's bad. And it's scary. So I'm really, really sorry this is happening to you. I wish it wasn't. The most common type of bacteria is usually a group A strep. Believe it or not, a group A strep. And we see a lot of group A strep, on the outside of the body, on skin. You know, so it gets in with a cut. Like he said, he was doing some gardening. There was a cut. The bacteria got in. The other question I have is he diabetic? Sometimes a diabetic may be more at risk. But any sort of bacteria that decides to set up shop deep underneath the skin layers can do this. And so how do you know if you have an infection that is starting out as a simple, oh, I cut myself gardening, to something that could go into a necrotizing fasciitis? What's very, very frustrating for you as a listener, or as any patient would say, is we're being told all the time not to go on antibiotics. We're being told that all these antibiotics are leading to antibiotic resistance. And so I'm not jumping to get an antibiotic. The doctor isn't giving me an antibiotic. And then all of a sudden, I find out I'm about to lose my limb. Well, you need to listen to your instinct, and you need to listen to that inner voice. If something doesn't feel right, if it doesn't feel like a little paper cut, but it feels deep, and trust me, I've had paper cuts that feel deep, but you know what I'm talking about, and you feel like there's something in you, and you feel like something's getting worse and you're getting sick, you got to listen to it. And maybe you need to go to your doctor and say, I think this infection is deep enough where I have a necrotizing fasciitis. How do you know I don't? And if the doctor can't tell you, you know, sometimes you just have to bring that term up. Now, don't get a paper cut and say, I have necrotizing fasciitis. But, I mean, if you don't think anyone's listening to you, and you think you have these symptoms where you have increasing pain, and pain is worse than it's supposed to be, and in many cases it'll be red and warm, but sometimes you won't see the redness or the warmth, and you start feeling these symptoms of achiness and fever and feeling tired, you know, and you feel like you have that internal infection. You know, WebMD also says you may be really, really thirsty as well. You know, I notice whenever I get sick, I diurese a lot. I pee a lot. And it's like the body trying to get rid of something. So if that's your symptom of you being sick, you know, that could be a significant symptom. And many times the infection will only take a day or two before it gets to this. They say sometimes you'll also have swelling. You may get this purplish rash, which is what he's talking about. They've been diagnosing it as venostasis. Maybe he also has this rash. You could also get these blisters, these violet-colored marks that turn into blisters. You could also get discoloration and peeling, because remember, the skin and the layers of the skin are not getting the flow that they need because of all this infection that's down beneath. Unfortunately, blood pressure, when it gets really severe, can drop. His blood pressure, he said, is high because, you know, of all the stress with all this and the pain. It is painful. It's very painful. When it gets really bad, unfortunately, the blood pressure can drop. And so one of the reasons why you also feel that pain is this bacteria under the skin gives off air. Bacteria, when it starts to grow and cultivate and multiply, they give off gas, just like any of us do. And so that gas adds to extra pressure. So we take tissue samples, fluid samples, and we try to find the bacteria. We'll start you on antibiotics. We'll even sometimes have to fillet the area and cut the area, give IV antibiotics. Many times we have to do IV antibiotics and not just oral. So, but usually with necrotizing fasciitis, I get a surgeon involved, and I get an infectious disease doctor, an internist, family doc involved, and it takes a team. So Godspeed, Martin, please let us know how you're doing, but that's scary stuff. You know, I keep talking about that ziplining teenager in Georgia, where she got necrotizing fasciitis because when she went to the doctor, after she cut herself ziplining, she went in saying, you know, this still hurts. The doctor says, well, it's not red. You know, and we cleaned it good, and he didn't give antibiotics. I think 2-3 different times, her physicians didn't give antibiotics until finally the fourth time they did, but then by then it was too late. And so you as a patient, you're like, well, how do I get somebody to listen to me? Well, you have to sometimes get a second or third opinion, and sometimes you have to go, look, I heard about this, I'm concerned, this is what I have. How do I know I don't? How do you know I don't have this? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we opened with the story where Coca-Cola is eyeing possibly partnering with a cannabis company, Aurora Cannabis. And I, you know, love entrepreneurship. Think capitalism is wonderful, and I get how if there's a demand, we should try to increase supply. I get that. It's something that's the American way. The problem is I don't like the idea of people thinking this is a, quote, functional wellness beverage. And that's a quote coming from Coca-Cola. And I'm a huge fan of Coca-Cola. I told you guys why I'm a fan of Coca-Cola. Even though I think Coca-Cola helps spur obesity and I think it may mess with your metabolism, it's one of my favorite tasting drinks. I'd rather drink that than alcohol, to be honest. It just tastes good to me. And not that I drink it a lot because I try to avoid soda. And also, whenever you get nauseous, Coca-Cola syrup, you know, or some deflated Coca-Cola, it just really works for the tummy. And I always have to have Coca-Cola at the house in case my kids or whatever got, you know, nauseous. And so I'm a big fan of the company. It just, their spokesman said, we are closely watching the growth of non-psychoactive CBD as an ingredient in functional wellness beverages around the world. Now, we need to be very careful about advertising a Coca-Cola with marijuana as a wellness drink. And a lot of people are trying to use marijuana use as a vitamin, as a supplement, as a health booster. Marijuana may have medicinal benefits. It may treat certain things. And I am buying that it may help control seizures. I think there is a chance that for some people, it may help prevent diabetes and insulin resistance on some people. How I look at it is I think it's different strokes for different folks. But you have got to be careful, any company who is going to mass market something like this as a healthy alternative to something else. That's where I, as a doctor, have to say, everybody hold the phone. Now, it's easy to study. All these people that smoked pot in the 60s, you got to kind of keep it strain similar and dosing similar. Marijuana now is a lot stronger than it was back in the 60s. But if you, let's say, had a corps or a company, right, of military folk that got their batches of weed pretty similarly, let's say, all right, and they smoked, not that the military would have, but still, let's say, and you have that group, and then you could watch them and you could see how they did throughout the years. And if you found that they did better, didn't have heart attacks, didn't get diabetes, over people who didn't smoke marijuana, that could be a really interesting study. So somebody needs to be doing that. So what is the medical, you know, reasoning behind it? What is some of the data saying? Well, first, let's go back. These cannabis plants, basically they produce these things called cannabinoids. We've talked about this. These are chemicals that can induce an effect on the body. And cannabinoids could be produced either by the plant, like a marijuana plant, phytocannabinoids. Humans produce their own, called endogenous cannabinoids, and then we can make them in the laboratory called synthetic cannabinoids. And this cannabinoid system we have in the human body exists, and it's why people respond to phytocannabinoids. We have an endocannabinoid system. It has receptors throughout our brain, organs, glands, immune system, and they mediate a variety of these physiological responses. If it gets stimulated by a cannabinoid, either something we make, something we smoke, eat, or take in from a laboratory, it can help modulate our sleep, our memory, our appetite, our immune response, pain, mood, even cell damage repair and death. Now, research is currently investigating what endogenous chemicals the human body produces, but they say the majority of medical discussions are really what we can make in the lab, but what is made by the plant. So, now let's look at the phytocannabinoids of plants. So the most well-known, you guys have already heard, are the CBD and the THC. The CBD is the cannabidiol, and the THC is the tetrahydrocannabinol. And the THC is the psychoactive ingredient. It's highly addictive, may give you a feeling of euphoria. The CBD is non-psychoactive, and what Israel, especially a lot of firms in Israel have been studying this, have been trying to extract out, gleaning the THC, so we could just use the CBD in terms of medicinal properties. Now, there are species, just like any plant or animal in the animal kingdom or the plantate kingdom, you have genus and species, and cannabis comes in a variety of species. You have sativa, indica, ruderalis, and most of what we see are actual hybrids. And we've kind of talked about this. The sativa are the thinner leaves, the indica are the wider leaves, and then ruderalis, not as popular because it has less THC, but it does have some auto flowering qualities, so we may see it bred with the sativa or the indica to allow those plants to cultivate a little easier and better. Now, sativa is the one that has more THC than CBD. So a lot of people like that because they'll get more euphoria. And apparently that's been known to help treat anxiety, depression, increase appetite, increase energy, boost creativity. We also have seen it used as Sativex, which treats neuropathic cancer pain. Indica is the one that has the higher CBD content. And so with more CBD, you have more sedative properties. Can help with anxiety. It can also induce appetite. But we usually use the CBD more for muscle spasms and pain control. And so indica, it's interesting. I thought sativa has actually more of the CBD level versus indica. So this one report, I got to double check. It looks like they have it off. I need to look at it. I thought sativa was more CBD and indica was more THC. But apparently we're getting some, I apologize, this report I'm looking at is not accurately delineating the two. But either way, we are having a lot of research starting to look at what we can use either for. So, we talked about Dravet syndrome. There's a medication now that we use that was just approved by the FDA. I believe it was called, I apologize that I don't have the name at the top of my head. I'm having little computer issues. But, Epidiolex. Epidiolex was used for Dravet syndrome. It's a very rare seizure disorder. And now we have an indication for it. We've also found cannabidiol to control epileptic seizures. We've been talking for years about how CBD can help with glaucoma and decrease pressure in the eye. Glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness. And you always see in movies, they make fun of their marijuana use. Well, I got glaucoma. And you're like, yeah, right. But it does help. And then muscle spasms. All right. You know, we just talked about how the relaxation, the relaxing, like indica, for example, that can help with muscle spasms and pain and then chronic pain. But this is what's interesting. Not everybody is telling me that it helps them with their pain. I've had people and listeners say, look, Dr. Dahlia, I've tried this. It's not working on me. Well, it will work on some. It may not work on others. Why? Well, it goes back to your endocannabinoid system. You may not have a lot of receptors, or your receptors may not be that affluent when it comes to pain receptors in the brain. So it's different strokes for different folks. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.